Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they got a coffee cup over at whatreallyhappened.com that reads, the last official act of a corrupt government is to loot the country. International Bank of Settlements stated 2 years ago that they were going to implode the U.S. markets by design. Almost 3 years ago, we reported from Bilderberg that that was also the plan, and exactly as we laid it out is how it's now happening. Immunity for the crimes of the bankers, the power to shut down and take over other financial institutions that are actually solvent, to then pay top dollar for them and give that to select groups. The vice president of Goldman Sachs is the one that's going to hand out the $700 billion appointed by his former boss of Goldman Sachs in complete conflict of interest, Henry Paulson. We've got Mike Rivero with us for the next hour. He joins us once a month. Also a great GCN radio talk show host. And, of course, my website for those who's joining us. Websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. We'll talk about the economy, the CBC and others, as well as CBS reporting that, oh, Delta Force is coming out and saying they weren't allowed to kill bin Laden. That's old news. We'll get his take on that, where he sees the election going, and a lot more with Mike Rivero today. Mike, good to have you here with us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show today. And, boy, what an interesting time we are in right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Let's get into the economy first. Give us your breakdown on that.
Well, obviously, the economy has reached a crisis point, and I think this really kind of shows the downside of this globalism idea in that, you know, I have long maintained that national borders serve the same function for economies and for the earth that fireproof doors do for buildings and watertight bulkheads do for ships, and that is they contain an accident. And when you block open those fireproof doors or you weld open the waterproof bulkheads to make it easier to move around, it all looks like it's better for a little while until you have an accident, and then you can't keep things under control. And that's exactly what's happening. I have readers writing in and saying, why when the banks go down does it affect our market? Why when we go down does it affect them? Why is Europe in such trouble from all of the American problems? And the reason is the globalists took down the normal barricades that exist on national borders. We have European Union banks that were basically taking pension funds and whatever and investing them in U.S. mortgage-backed securities because they thought there was no way they could lose money on those. And then our government turns around and gives tax credits out to corporations to shift American jobs overseas to those other countries that are investing in our mortgage-backed securities. And all of a sudden, payments start getting missed and the whole thing comes crashing down.
Continue breaking it down.
Well, the idea is I know that there are two schools of thought about what's going on right now. One is that the economic crash is intentionally planned to pave the way for the Amero. And I have no doubt that those who are pushing for a North American Union and a single currency are planning on how they can exploit the current situation. And then there's the other school of thought, which is that it's simply accident, stupidity, and greed run rampant, and everybody looking out for themselves until the whole system breaks down. And, you know, a lot of current American economic thought goes back to this guy named Adam Smith, who created this theory that if everybody was just looking out for their own greed, they would somehow advance the system as a whole. And, of course, this theory was disproven by John Nash, the mathematician. And but even though he disproved it, people still like it because it sort of justifies that Gordon Gekko greed is good mentality. What's good for me is good for the country. Obviously, what we see here right now, though, is that everybody looking out just for themselves is ultimately very detrimental and destructive of the system as a whole. And, you know, and the bottom line is that, you know, in our country, we stopped making products for money and we turned money into the product. And Wall Street's major problem is that instead of just offering ordinary people a piece of investment in companies, they started playing all these little additional products and gambling games that got out of control. The derivatives are really what's doing the damage.
There's no doubt about that. Mike Rivero is our guest. I want to get his take on how all this is going to unfold, the incredible insider trading and conflict of interest about who's running the banker takeover situation.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Breaking down the economy with syndicated talk show host Mike Rivero. By the way, Mike Rivero is in the new film, Fabled Enemies, put out by Jason Burmes, produced by myself. An excellent film. We'll talk some about that film with Mike before he leaves us in the shower. Mike, the reason I know this is contrived and engineered is that we had sources inside Bilderberg almost 3 years ago in the 2006 meeting, and they said they were going to start a global implosion through the subprime mortgages and blame it on that, which we know is a fraction of the larger derivatives problem. Then, of course, before that, we had the IMF and World Bank documents when Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank with secret documents about how they get countries in debt by design and blow them out. They want the economy to fully collapse then when confidence is lost so they can consolidate. And we know that the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, you know, they're only a small group of banks that control the regulators over the banks. And we know that we saw the last 2 weeks, the White House, the both party leaders in the House and the Senate saying depression, 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 knowing full well that would cause a depression. Then they got their banker takeover bill with immunity and the new powers and really about $5 trillion in funding, according to Bloomberg and other publications. If you read the fine print. And then things started plunging, as I predicted middle of last week they would. So certainly it's a real crisis for the people and most financial institutions that aren't in the inner sanctum of the money changers. Gearing up Northcom years ago for a financial collapse, having the Third Army ready to activate October 1st, signing PDD 51. Congressman last week, and we had one of them on, told, if you don't pass this, martial law will be declared. But then the words of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, The banker bill gives them financial martial law. So they got it one way or another. I mean, these are amazing things that are happening. Whether they're doing it to try to maintain control or whether they wanted to get us entrapped in debt, but it blew up in their face, and that does happen to bomb makers. Regardless, they are sitting atop it and proposing, as we said years ago they would, a world government run by the bankers with a carbon tax as the new bubble. That is on record. And now we've seen that proposed in all the major financial publications. That's a mouthful. Mike Rivero, your analysis.
Well, my analysis is I have absolutely no doubt that there are always groups of people who are thinking about and planning for a global government of some form or other. But in this case, I think they may have stumbled rather badly. Because while the spin certainly is that it's all those mean old subprime mortgage holders who took out mortgages they couldn't afford and everything, the reality is most Americans understand full well that when these people took the mortgages out, they could afford them. They could afford the payments, and it was all working out well. What put the screws to the American public is our government giving tax credits to corporations to make it easier to move jobs to other countries. And, you know, if this was a deliberate policy, you know, which is only one of two theories. It was either deliberate policy or incredibly stupid. But if it was deliberate policy, it's going to make it very hard to sell a global government and a global currency to the American people when they see the global interrelation of the various economies of the world is what's dragging it down, not moving it back up again. The problem with this bailout package is this has destroyed all confidence in the U.S. government, all trust in the U.S. government, not that there was any left after Iraq. And so they can sit up there and say, well, we propose a world government and a global currency. But if the people of the world are saying, we've had it with globalism, we don't want it anymore. We want small, regional, little areas where we take care of ourselves and you take care of yourselves, because the only reason to consolidate is to build empire.
But Mike, I mean, I agree with you, but what the people want is one thing. What happens is another. 90+%, 1,000-to-1 phone calls, you know, into Congress against the banker bailout takeover, they still did it. So my point is, it is in the Wall Street Journal calling for a, quote, banking new world order. It is in the Financial Times of London. It is in the BBC. Kissinger and Soros and all of them are calling for this, and this is what they said they would do back in the 70s in the Trilateral Commission documents, and they're not stupid. They know bailing out the institutions that engineered this and buying securities and derivatives at 100% whatever value they say it is when they're really next to worthless and in some cases are worthless, they know that's going to destroy Main Street. They know that's going to accelerate the destruction of the dollar. So they are carrying out a path that will crater the economy to an extent that things will break down, there will be riots, and the people will welcome the military.
Well, that may be the plan. I don't think it's going to work out because the American people, the people of the world, are very different than they were back in the 1970s. The 1970s, you know, the Internet was just beginning as the ARPANET, and most Americans still trusted what they got from the media and what they were getting from newspapers and the rest of it. And, you know, the rules that worked back then, the Cold War propaganda and disinformation rules that worked back then don't work any longer. And so I think that the people that you're talking about are going to try for a global new world order and a global bank and a global economy. I'm not sure that it's going to be quite as easy to achieve as
they
may be thinking.
Okay, Mike, I totally
right
agree
now
with you on that. We're just looking at this from different, slightly different perspectives and
okay
angles, and that's why we have you here. So extrapolating forward, in the 70s, they could fool 60-70% into believing the government loved them and wanted to help them and was benevolent and wanted to, you know, give them kisses on the forehead and was sweet and loving. Now you get 90+% against open borders, 90+% or 80+% against the war, 99% literally against the banker takeover bill. So you're absolutely right. They are playing a 30, 40, 50-year-old game where they have media dominance. Even if they shut the web down today, the genie's out of the bottle. They are totally discredited in every poll and every number, 9% approval ratings for Congress. I agree with you. I'm saying they think they're in control. They're going ahead with this, and it's not going to work. So it's like two freight trains going 80 miles an hour running into each other. What's going to happen here?
Well, obviously, we're heading toward a crisis. I'm afraid, you know, we are dealing with a government that is more than willing to use violence to achieve its ends. We've seen that in Afghanistan and Iraq and even Pakistan, where the U.S. government is perfectly willing to kill 20 innocent people to get one suspected militant. I think we'll see the same policy enacted here in the United States. We've already seen they're building these giant open-air microwave oven pain machines on the top of armored vehicles Those are there to herd us where the government wants us to be herded. So the bottom line is we're coming up on a period of violence directed at the American people by the U.S. government to get us to go along with their plans. But, you know, anytime somebody has tried that in history, you know, it has not worked out very well. Hitler's thousand-year Reich lasted only 12 years. The new American century looks to be collapsing after just six or eight. And, you know, it looks to me like I think it's going to fall apart. And I think we're seeing probably the 21st century equivalent of the fall of the Roman Empire. Which
well, Mike,
so
I agree with you. But, I mean, for new listeners, you're not just saying microwave guns and sound cannons. The Army came out in their official publication 2 weeks ago and said, we're preparing for war with the American people, civil unrest, non-lethal weapons. What the head of the Air Force said 2 years ago, use them first on the Americans. Then we can claim they're allowable in war. They're illegal under international conventions. You know, we're the guinea pigs. And we have them hiring felons for the military, illegal aliens. I mean, they're going to make a go at it. And I agree. If 1% of the public who has guns fights back, and it'll be more than that, if they try this, those guys with microwave guns are going to get blasted. And you know, I'm sorry, I'm not bashing Iraqis, but, you know, the types of Americans that are going to be fighting, and it's going to happen if this keeps going on, are the former military people. I mean, I feel sorry for the military. They are going to get shot to hell.
Well, they really are, and again, because the United States is a more technological society than Iraq is, we're going to find better ways to defeat these devices. I mean, there are already some very good theoretical foundations for making those microwave vehicles self-destruct. And I'm not going to go into that on the air, but, you know, it's being talked about. And as far as trying to control the Internet and the alternative media, you're probably aware the government ordered the shutdown of Usenet last June. And, you know, the
explain
idea was...
Explain to people that don't know what that means.
Okay. Before there was the World Wide Web and browsers like Netscape and Firefox, people shared information on a mass basis through a news group system called Usenet that goes back to the early days of the Internet, even before it was the Internet, when it was still the ARPANET.
The whole BBS system, and people had said, well, if they shut down the free web, as they're announcing, Web 1, we'll go back to the Usenet.
In June, the U.S. government, claiming that it was a haven for child pornography, shut down Usenet. Now, it's still available in other countries, and people who were using Usenet are simply attaching to servers, you know, in other lands. But inside the United States, it's been shut down. The real motive appears to be that, the government wanted truly anonymous mass communication ended on the Internet. And, of course, there was a lot of pressure from the motion picture and recording industries to shut down Usenet because a lot of material was being posted there that was copyrighted. But, again, you know, they found this child porn supposedly planted in about 80 different news groups out of some 90,000 that were in existence. And so
that's how it works. There's something. I mean, that's like saying there's one bad person in Detroit, Michigan, so we'll just make everybody leave Detroit, Michigan.
Well, again, that's what we're seeing in Pakistan and Afghanistan. The U.S. government gladly kills 20 innocent civilians to get one suspected militant, even if they can't actually prove the militant was guilty of anything. That's the mentality and mindset we're seeing the American people right now. But they're, you know, they are trying to figure out ways that they can shut down the non-commercial portions of the Internet. They're trying to figure out ways that they can limit people's ability to communicate anonymously. They want a system where if you're writing from point A to point B, they can track it, read it, and use it. But the bottom line is that all of this stuff allows them to watch ordinary Americans, but people who are really intent on secret communications, there are very easy ways to do this.
The whole attack is built around shutting down the general public's free speech and sharing information.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, so that we have to go back to being dependent on the commercial media. But you know something? It's not going to work, because remember, in the old former Soviet Union, they didn't have an Internet, but they had fax machines, and this network of fax machines.
Well, it's going to cost me about $2,000 a month, but we hope to get a sponsor. But we're putting in hundreds of regular landlines next week. They're already going in this week, so people can dial into those, record the show that way, and then distribute it out. So we're already preparing for the web to be shut down here. We're already gearing up for it, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. This is not a game. There's a multi-pronged public attack. We now have Senator Lieberman basically running YouTube, ordering whatever he wants removed. Mike Rivero's our guest. WhatReallyHappened.com. Stay with us.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecoloblue.com today. Mike Rivero had one of the very first big websites on the Internet. He was really the guy that brought out most of the first information that was picked up by others about the murder of Vince Foster. And he works in the film industry, works a lot of IT stuff. He knows of what he speaks. Remember 3 months ago, Senator Lieberman wrote letters to Google, which also owns YouTube, and said basically anything criticizing the government is helping Al-Qaeda needs to be banned. They had simultaneous hearings showing architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, which is getting peer-reviewed journals to document bombs in the buildings. Now, they're very threatened by that. They put that in between video of Al-Qaeda training videos saying this is Al-Qaeda. And now YouTube is banning basically whatever the government wants banned. I mean, they'll even ban a beauty pageant that has, you know, 30 seconds of Sarah Palin in it from the 80s. Just whatever they want. When ABC News is airing them killing the puppy, throwing it off the cliff, the Marines, well, we have YouTube banning it. They will still ban it. They will ban video of the troops shooting Iraqis, driving down the road in cars and laughing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's already happening. That's only one way. So what are some of the other ways they plan to shut down free speech if we break down what's going to happen in the future, Mike Rivero?
Well, one of the more obvious ways that they've been doing it is they're basically trying to buy up all the key sites. We've seen Google and Yahoo basically, even though Google is in serious financial trouble itself, it's still out there acquiring other websites, acquiring other properties to bring under its gigantic media umbrella. And we're basically seeing the creation of Internet mega corporations to rival the media corporations in the traditional broadcast arena. And I think ultimately they're going to create a situation where they will lobby for licenses to be delivering content over the Internet, much as the media corporations deliver content over the public airwaves.
Well, that's now being proposed, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's going to be the next step, where you're going to have a license issued by the government and subject to government control in order
to explain
that material on the
under Internet 2, that you just interrupted and document what you're saying. Under Internet 2, that's just taking over the existing web, upgrading it for higher speeds, and then you will go under what they recommend, 50 university carriers for orgs and 50 for comms, which will be private companies, and then you sign a sub-licensing with them, and then they license you under a contract you sign, and then they can ban you like YouTube or MySpace.
Yeah, basically that's it. They're trying to basically take the public Internet and, you know, re-corporatize it and put it under control. But again, the wires that are out there, people are going to find ways around it. They've been trying to ban the Internet in China, and the IT guys there are just finding ways around it. And it's a case of, you know, once the people know that there is truth out there to find, they're going to want to go find it. That's just almost an instinct with people. And again, going back to the fall of the Soviet Union, I mean, look at all the controls they had in that country. When you bought a typewriter, you had to type out a sample piece of paper and turn over to the police so that if they ever found a typewritten document they didn't agree with, they could match which typewriter it came from. And we're already seeing that here in the United States, where color laser jets put hidden codes on the paper they print so the police can find out who sent, you know, a nasty note to a politician or something. And, you know, but even with all of those controls in the Soviet Union, people with fax machines were just sending articles around to each other until finally the government could no longer count on the trust and cooperation of the people, and the Soviet Union fell apart. And to be very honest, I think that's ultimately what's going to happen here in the United States.
By the way, the Patriot movement in the 80s and 90s grew before the Internet with the fax brigades, as they were called here.
And also with FidoNet, which was a modem-to-modem packet transmission utility, and a lot of that's in the middle of a revival right now, where people are digging their modems out of their garages and they're going back to using the phone lines to connect their computers together so they can operate outside the broadband cable net.
And that's why the feds just shut down that old system. They can still do it over the web, but they shut down the old operating system.
They shut down the Usenet, but people can set it back up again using FidoNet, because FidoNet operates completely separate from the broadband Internet.
Well, bottom line, people had better appreciate InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, WhatReallyHappened.com now, while it's still got about 98% freedom. But we can see the screws being put in. Also, with Comcast and Time Warner announcing, oh, we're only going to let you visit a few thousand sites, we're not going to give you access to the other sites. That's already begun in Canada and Texas and other places.
Yeah, that's definitely the problem is when you sign up for one of these really big Internet service providers, you have to use their gateways, and they can control what you see.
Here's an example. Just 4 months ago, I have several systems, but we have Time Warner cable modem, and now if I type a URL in wrong, it doesn't give me a screen on my computer. I'm on the Time Warner website. So, see, you're going through their gate. They're logging everything, tracking everything. That is the model. Mike, we're going to come back, talk more about how you see things unfolding on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Rivero is our guest.
He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack. We'll sit beneath the tree by the railroad track. Gold engineer sitting in the shade.
Mike, looking forward to more of what we're going to see in the near future, midterm and long term. Regardless of what's orchestrating the financial collapse, the immunity, the power, the takeover, the establishment knows it's not going to help Main Street. It's going to hurt it with the devaluation of the currency. Bare minimum. And everything is falling apart financially. The jobless claims are spiking. And we had 90% or close to 90% living on farms during the Great Depression, being self-sufficient, and still 7 million starved to death, according to university studies, over the decade-long depression, because the bankers would kick folks off their lands so they couldn't produce in some cases. Now we have 90% living in the cities. Of the 10% living in rural areas, only about half are still self-sufficient. The rest work at gas stations or power plants or prisons or at the local office supply store. I mean, we've got world leaders talking about abyss, total breakdown, everything stopping. trying to terrorize us into going along with this, or is that really a big threat, and why are they activating the 3rd Brigade and the rest of it?
Well, I think obviously, you know, the government's first instinct is its own self-preservation and survival, and we know that FEMA does not really exist to take care of the people in the event of an emergency. FEMA's primary charter is to preserve the government even against the people during times of a national emergency, and that's what its real function is and what most of its budget and staff are focused on, is continuity of government and, you know, keeping the system moving forward. I think the U.S. government is well aware. They've pushed the population to the edge of a rebellion. That's the reason they've got the troops back here from Iraq, you know, in the streets of America in defiance of Posse Comitatus. We already know the government is acting illegally. This bailout bill, the manner in which it was passed, was completely unconstitutional. So we know the government is not even following the law itself. It's just doing whatever it takes to have another week, you know, in power in Sodom on the Potomac. We know we've had massive election fraud for the last several elections. We're seeing it again this time. It's just the people in power want to stay there. They don't want to give up the goodies and the perks and the privilege. And people who get to that level generally are perfectly willing to do anything to hang on to power, including killing off, you know, thousands of other Americans in a new false flag terror attack to try and scare us back into submission. But, you know, the problem with using fear to control a population is once the fear wears off, and fear is very tiring, it's very exhausting. Once you get too tired to be afraid anymore and you start thinking again, you see what your government's been up to, that's when it really starts to fall apart. And the problem right now is, you know, Bush can get up there and say, well, this bailout was really necessary and trust me, and nobody's trusting him because we know we were lied to about Iraq. We've reached the point where the U.S. government really cannot effectively govern anymore because of the skepticism and mistrust and loss of faith by the American people. And a government that can't govern during a time of crisis is a government that is eventually doomed to collapse.
Now, you know my view, both candidates are bought and paid for about the same interest. You know, that's proven. Why does Barack Obama, who I know you're leaning towards thinking it's a new regime, why is he getting triple the Wall Street money that McCain is? And it really is true. They're threatening people with arrest if they, quote, lie about him. That was true. They just arrested, detained Corsi over in Kenya. I mean, I agree with Webster Tarpley in that. That with McCain, you've got a dead duck. No one supports him. They know he's a criminal. He doesn't have any of that pizzazz or star power. But with a Barack Obama, they get a new, fresh face to expand their operation. And I've looked into it. I mean, Barack Obama really is the biggest gun grabber on paper. I mean, he says ban all your 308 and 223 rifles, which is most of them, calling them, you know, some type of devil weapon. And I'm not weighing in. I'm not going to. I mean, I can't even vote in Travis County. We know we have total election fraud here for over a decade. That's been proven. So people say, well, who are you going to vote for? Well, I'm not allowed to vote here. You know, it's fake. We've proven it. It's even come out in the paper. And the legislation, the legislative election commission said, well, yeah, Travis County's allowed to double count ballot boxes, falsify signatures, break safety seals. I mean, I understand that if I weigh in on either side, that only empowers a left-right paradigm. But I mean, your take on that?
Well, you know, Obama is far from being a perfect candidate. I mean, I wanted Ron Paul. A lot of other people did. And I think it's time that, you know, we change the system to allow a level playing field for third parties. Because right now, the way it's set up, the two, quote-unquote, traditional parties have all the advantages going into every election. And it really is, it's not quite a locked door to a third party, but they definitely make you go through several more hallways to try and run a campaign than the traditional parties do. The only reason I'm leaning toward Obama is because I don't want McCain, and I think McCain shot himself in the foot by picking Sarah Palin in a moment of pique when he couldn't get Joe Lieberman. And I think the reason that everybody is donating to Barack Obama right now is they want to be in good with the guy they think is going to win. And, you know, that's really what it's coming down to is the more it looks like you're going to win, the more money you're going to attract. And that's why that early campaign really is important, because that perception is what drives the funding for the latter part of the campaign. And I know there's a lot of vested interest still pushing for McCain to win because he's going to continue the policies of the Bush administration that have allowed the rich to get richer and the military to get, you know, literally historic levels of funding.
And I should add, and then continue, but I want your take on this before I forget. Just because Barack Obama in most polls is 9 points ahead, in the Electoral College, they are in a dead heat.
I think the numbers have shifted slightly toward Obama as of the last time they did an Electoral College.
By dead heat, he's only got one more point, you know.
Okay, but you know, I think the trend is definitely there, and the problem is that Sarah Palin really was the worst choice that McCain could have made for vice president, and I know his stated logic was he wanted a female vice presidential candidate to lure the disaffected Hillary voters, but to pick up, you know, this ex-beauty queen, you know, who's opposed to abortion and wants the end of the world to come around, I think was a mistake. Now, I talked to our own Hawaii State Governor, Linda Lingle, and McCain's people did not even call her. And now, I don't agree with everything that Linda Lingle says, and she doesn't look all that hot in a bathing suit, and I'm sorry, Linda, but you don't. But she at least knows the mechanism of government, and she, you know, she would have been a far more credible vice presidential nomination than Sarah Palin. So I think probably future history is going to look back at Sarah Palin as the reason McCain really lost it.
Well, I mean, Mike, you're a smart guy. You know they're just fronts and puppets. I mean, we got Northcom saying it basically runs everything, and you've got Congress being told if you don't pass this, we'll declare martial law, and the committee chairmen are all either on board or blackmailed. They're getting ready to set Barney Frank, the pervert, up for Fannie Mae Freddie Mac for hiring his boyfriend to head one of them up. So it's just I don't know.
It's all incredible corruption there, and I hope that when the U.S. government collapses, and I really do believe that it's going to collapse the way the USSR did, and we start to think about forming a new country, that we just sort of go back to that constitutional system that worked for us for the first 100 years. And why we ever let ourselves get tricked away from that, you know, where the Treasury controlled the money and we had currency of a fixed value and all these things that worked for the common people. And then starting in 1913, we just got swindled by the bankers one time after the other, after the other, after the other. And we're in the mess we're in right now because we gave away our national sovereignty to private banks. And that is really the root of all of our problems.
But specifically, as the economy breaks down, as confidence in the government falls apart, it doesn't matter to the establishment of the people that are against it. They are just going to use their expanded police force to try to suppress the people. But what are the police going to do when their grandmas are homeless and their cousins are homeless and they're losing and their dollar is being devalued?
I think we're going to see a societal breakdown. The bottom line is that the police state mentality, they don't really have enough people to control the United States. I mean, look how much trouble they're having in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they're out there with tanks and guns and helicopters and warplanes and bombs, and they still can't keep the places under control. This is the United States of America. We've got 300 million people. We are technologically trained. Many of us are ex-soldiers, and we're trained. If the U.S. military can't control the streets of Iraq, they certainly cannot control the streets of the United States of America.
Well, Mike, I just can't believe it's all unfolding just like we said it would. And do you think how long will this recession last? When will it officially be called a depression?
Well, the definition of a depression is a rather arbitrary one, where they say
3/4 without growth. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 3/4 without growth, 25% unemployment. The problem is, we have to rely on the government to get those numbers, and we know the government lies. We could be in a depression right now. We already know that the unemployment numbers are subject to reinterpretation and recalculation. They have these different categories that people who have been out of work over a certain period of time get shuffled off into these specialized categories, so they're not counted in the immediate unemployment figures.
Yeah, they cook the books.
They cook the books is the short version. That's the problem. When you live under a government that you know lies to you, you have no way of knowing what the real situation is. And obviously the government is going to lie to put it.
And they're lying to themselves, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of gross self-deception going on there. I mean, they even cooked the Dow Industrial Averages, you know, when it was really bad a couple of weeks ago. They said, well, we'll just take out AIG because it's such a downer.
Well, they always do that. They're always taking losers out of the 30.
Yeah, and put Kraft Foods in, which is always, you know, going to be a winner. It's still down 270 today, as a matter of fact, as we watch this thing. But the bottom line is we can't trust anything that we're getting from the media or from the government. And, of course, that's why they hate shows like yours and mine and the Internet, is because they know Americans want to know what's really going on. And that's why the viewership of the mainstream media is in decline. Your audience is going up. My audience is going up. Your blog, your website readership is exploding. My website readership is exploding. People know they've been lied to. They're angry about it. And, you know, they're coming to the alternative media. And it's for that reason that any efforts by the government to curtail the alternative media are going to be too obvious to everybody. And that's just going to further fan the anger that's out there.
Well, Mike, when you talk about exploding, when I get up on air and I talk about how almost any guest we call, even outside the liberty freedom reality genre, even mainline guests, almost all of them have heard of the show and many of them like the show. We can randomly call up companies we want to sponsor. And I'm talking 80% of the time, they know who we are with the first person that answers the phone. And the majority of the time, they're a fan. A small part of the time, they hate us or are scared of us. And, you know, we called Chuck Norris up to have him on, and he's been listening for years. You know, comes on the show and says that. I mean, on the street in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, and you're right. Your numbers are exploding. I look at them. Our numbers are exploding by all the web rating services. I mean, doubling in the last 3 months, and it's exponential. I don't see how the establishment can't bring in martial law or shut down the web, because just looking at my growth numbers. Now, the problem is the alternative media is infiltrated by a lot of disinformation people. It's infiltrated by COINTELPRO specialists who know how to get people infighting with each other. And then almost even countering it feeds into it, but we need to point it out. Any site that spends, you know, even a third of its time attacking other patriot groups, and it's always those doing the attacking of specific people and then, you know, claiming that they're all against it. And these groups, they will savagely attack me, make things up about me, say I did this, say I did that. They make stuff up about you and countless others. And then they'll say, I don't understand why they don't work with us. After they've spewed all these lies and propaganda, of course, they're being deceptive. They know they're trying to deceive their audiences. Now, a small group of them are government operatives, and then the mockingbirds kind of hear it and parrot it, but it's kind of a social morbidity, a very morbid, very nasty mode, and I don't see it holding us back. I mean, we've really reached terminal velocity, as they say, where we're escaping out of this, but I see the enemy throwing in every trick they've got, throwing in, you know, just every form of propellant they've got to try to get us to, you know, to tell us 9/11 truth is dead when it's bigger than ever, or to tell us that the alternative media, nobody listens to it when it's bigger than ever. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of this intentional mantras to try to tell us that we're not having victories when we really are.
Well, again, yes, they're throwing every trick they can at us, but again, it's the tricks that they used back in the 1950s and the 1960s. I mean, the attacks I see on you, the attacks I see on myself, they have not changed one bit since the dirty tricks that were being played by the FBI informants on college campuses during the 1960s, when they were opposing the peace movement, when they were attacking the early civil rights movement, when they were attacking the early feminists. You know, all of these things, they played these games, they haven't changed one bit. The problem they don't understand, and they never got, is that your average American citizen understands that this stuff is out there. Now, every time I've gone to a local peace march, there are always activists who are out there handing out flyers saying, this is what the government infiltrators will do to try and make us look bad, so don't fall for it. So these kids out there, they're smart. They know what's going on. They know how the FBI plays the game. They're ready to deal with it. And that is why all of these attacks that they're ladling on us right now on the Internet, it isn't working, because the American people are vastly different. They're vastly more educated. They're smarter. They understand the government lies and plays dirty tricks to get its way. And just that awareness.
Well, take the Michelle Malkin. Fox News tried to set up 9/11 truth, saying that we attacked a girl in a wheelchair That letter came out that was bull. They tried to say that I was saying kill Michelle Malkin and all that. We ended up defeating them and making them admit it wasn't true, thanks to your help and others. So you're right. I mean, they're playing the same old tricks, and it's only revealing them.
Yeah, it is. It's become way, way too obvious. That's what's going on. And they really have never gotten a grip on the fact that the Internet has fundamentally changed the nature of information flow through society. We're in the middle of a cultural sociological revolution as great as when Gutenberg's movable type made printing inexpensive and books affordable by the common people.
It's greater.
It is greater. And the ruling structures have either got to evolve to a world in which it's much more difficult to lie to the people, or they're going to go extinct. And I think that's what's happening to the United States, because it carries the burden of so many past lies, it can't be truthful now.
Mike Rivero is our guest. His website's whatreallyhappened.com. Visit it while you still can. Infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. Now is the time to ignore the diversions, the distractions, the lies, the frauds, the infighting, all of it. Now is the time to intensify your efforts to reach out to new people who now are more ready to hear the truth than ever before. We'll be right back.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Final segment with Mike Rivero. Always great to have him up with us once a month, sometimes even more often as things unfold.
The hairs on your arm.
I'm glad you brought up false flag terrorism. We've clearly seen economic false flag terrorism, whether they engineered the first collapse or not, the fear-mongering, there would be a depression instantly if the bankers weren't given unlimited financial power. That was economic terrorism. And then last week there was a huge story put out by a white supremacist who always puts out disinfo and just huge hoax after hoax that all the banks would fold on Monday. And then when it doesn't come true, my site and your site get blamed for it when we were exposing it last week. And, of course, it was pushing for the banker bailout. So we're seeing a lot of that. But, again, as you said, the public is developing a palate, you know, the taste buds, to be able to recognize what's happening and what's really going on, Mike. So I wanted you to specifically talk about, in the last 3 or 4 minutes we've got, false flag terror. You brought up that that is a prime concern right now. I agree with you. The enemy has already staged many terror attacks in the past. They staged the 9/11 attack when it came out that they'd stolen trillions, upwards of $2 trillion from the Pentagon trust funds. That was in the AP the day before 9/11. We know that anytime there's a big economic collapse, that they like to have a staged terror attack to get people to rally around the state. Do you see that as a increased probability?
Well, I'm sure there are people who are thinking it's good for another try right now, but I think the fact that the 9/11 truth movement has been so powerful and so vocal and gotten the word out there, that has been the deterrent to a new false flag terror attack. Because if you think about it, Bush is only 4 months away from being out of his office, and it means he's not going to get his Iran war unless he tries something really desperate. That plane incident this morning may have been a last desperate gasp to create a situation justifying an invasion. But the bottom line is, I think anybody who's thinking about it.
Hold on, don't glaze over that. Tell folks about the plane incident.
Okay, very briefly this morning, there was an airplane that was attempting to fly from Turkey to Afghanistan over Iran. Conflicting reports are that it was carrying senior U.S. military people. Then the later story said it was a Hungarian relief aid team that was forced down because it was using an improper identification code, and the Iranians basically forced it down.
But that happens here in the U.S. every day. If you don't have the right code, you get forced down.
Well, anyway, the Iranians said, okay, you can go, and they let the plane continue on its way. And the reason it was interesting is because not too long ago, there was this revelation that George Bush had planned on allowing a U.S. plane with U.N. markings to get shot down over Iran as a pretext for invasion. And, you know, we had the ski boat incident and the captured British sailors incident. And Dick Cheney was talking about letting a bunch of SEALs get killed in order to trigger war with Iran. They've been really trying to figure out a way to get this thing going, and they haven't been able to. And the reason they can't is the American people are aware of the lies and deceptions. They are not falling for it ever again. You know, it's like Bush used to joke about, fool me once, shame on me, fool me, or shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. And the American people remember that they were lied to about Saddam's nuclear bombs. They remember it because you constantly remind them, I constantly remind them. It makes it very difficult for the government to do, to carry off further deceptions. Now we know that, you know, Georgia actually initiated the recent conflict with Russia.
Yeah, by the way, let me stop you. Let's do 5 more minutes, then get Webster Tarpley on if you can. Mike, you can do 5 more, can't you, to finish up?
Okay.
We'll be back in 1 minute. Yeah, I forgot to even cover that 2 weeks ago. BBC, Times of London, AP, they all come out and say, okay, it's admitted, NATO admits, Georgia did launch a sneak attack and then lied to us. And that's plausible deniability. Of course, the U.S. was running the attack.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.